They're perishing, they're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings, friends. We're thankful once again to be coming your way with another broadcast from the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. I hope you'll stay tuned to this station for the next few moments as we cover some very important points in finishing up the series of messages on the text in Lamentations 3:33. The Lord doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. This is now the fifth week that I've used this text, and I hope that these final 3 points, which I'm going to discuss today, may linger with you and support you in every time of sorrow and trouble. The fourth point, which was covered last week, emphasized how you should take what you have and make the most of it. The next thing to consider, then, is 5. Learn to draw on the resources of God. Learn how to pray. Prayer is a must if we're going to be spiritually strong and overcome the reverses which are bound to come our way. Without it, failure is inevitable. But even the poorest of the poor can draw on the unsearchable riches of Christ as they yield their lives to Him and learn how to pray. Prayer mellows the heart, so it will tenderly yield to guidance. Prayer holds the Father's hand tight as we pass through trying experiences. Prayer keeps the heart open, too, for God to whisper His will. Then it helps us to stay in His will and not wander away. In fact, those who learn how to pray are the ones who can successfully pass through shadow and sunshine and yet say, "Not my will, but thine be done." In Luke 18:1, we find this scripture. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So if you're in trouble or passing through sorrow or in a great trial, just keep right on praying. Do like the song says, pray the clouds away. Now, please do not stumble at the next point of emphasis. This may be a little hard to understand, but I trust the Lord will give you understanding. 6. What shall I do if God does not answer my prayers? Now, here's a question which Satan often presents to those in trouble. Suppose God doesn't answer my prayer, or suppose my loved one is not restored to health. Do you then become discouraged and give it up and consider life a failure? Indeed not. That is, if you've learned to draw on the resources of God. Do you remember what the 3 young Hebrew men said just before they were cast into the fiery furnace? Listen, as they made this notable statement to the king, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Notice the phrase, but if not. Our allegiance to God is not based on a particular answer to prayer. he may in his great wisdom see best to withhold an answer in order that we may enjoy something even better. We must have faith and confidence in the wisdom of God as well as in his power. It is said of Jesus, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Matthew 27:42. God could have delivered Christ from the angry mob. He could have sent a legion of angels and spared his only son the suffering of death, but he didn't. The reason he did not was because there was a more perfect plan, which included you and me. Our salvation depended upon his death. Now we can understand why Christ prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane in this way. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. I would say that the victory on the cross was won when Christ knelt in agony in the garden and surrendered his will to that of his Father. His prayer was not answered in a way which would avoid the path of sorrow and suffering. Neither was the Apostle Paul's request granted when he had prayed 3 times to be relieved of the thorn in the flesh. But listen to this answer, and I hope you will hear it and make it a part of your life. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. You see, friends, we have this great treasure in earthen vessels, that the power may be of God and not of us. Here then is the final point. 7. Thank God for your sorrow, even though you cannot understand it now. Jesus took the cup which represented his life and his suffering, and for this he gave thanks. Friends, into your cup of life and into mine, God knows just what proportion of sorrow and suffering to pour in. That the greatest fragrance and usefulness may come from our lives when they're fully surrendered to him. Can you thank God for it all? Listen to this verse from Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to be honest with you. It is true that I have not pointed out the way of least resistance. It is true that this is not an easy road, which I've mentioned, but it is an investment which requires a lifetime of service. The dividends will be great, and the returns will be worth it all. Let us take new courage, and even though there are things which we may not understand in life, I hope that you will keep your faith strong in the Lord and in the power of his promises. My mother once wrote of the sorrow which the death of her 4-year-old daughter brought to her. She had hoped and prayed for the child's recovery, but God saw best to take her anyway. This is the way my mother wrote of it in later years. Quote, I didn't realize she was doing her work for God in this world in such a short time. The witness she left of God manifesting his ways to her, that he was soon to take her home, and the fact that she tried as best she could to tell us of it is a miracle within itself. I could not lock all this true story of her little life away in my heart, in my mind and heart, to just use for myself. She left this all in my hands to use, and I would feel like I imagine a criminal would feel if I didn't send it forth with my prayer that it might be the means of helping many to believe and be saved. End of quote. Then she went on to tell more of her experience with the Lord in this way. Quote, as humans, we shirk or draw back from sorrow and hardships. But I assure you that I have grown stronger spiritually while under heavy clouds of sorrow, more so than when it was all smooth sailing. I attribute it to to the very presence of God with us while our hearts are torn and suffering. End of quote. Friends, I hope if you're passing through the dark shadows of sorrow or trial, you may find comfort and strength as you cast all your burdens upon the Lord, remembering that He careth for you. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, take the words of the message and use them for Thine own glory. May they point the way to the atonement which Christ made for us on Calvary, and the provision for the forgiveness of our sins and the binding up of the brokenhearted. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's a poem. Listen carefully. Consecration. While we choose, we're not willing. Consecration yieldeth all. Consecration means obedience to the Spirit's every call. Meaneth dying, meaneth living. Death of self and life in God meaneth work or patient waiting or submission neath the rod. Meaneth such a full surrender, we shall never dare to ask why God gives our faith such testing or assigns so hard a task. We are here to be perfected. Only God our needs can see. Rarest gems bear hardest grinding. God's own workmanship are we selected. Listen then to this song, Glorious Peace. The singers are Bob Forbes, Randall Flynn, Malvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
I came defiled and guilty to Jesus the mighty to save. He took my sins and sorrows and beautiful ashes gave. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as a driven snow. I came to Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. My heart's door swung wide open, and glorious peace flowed in. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as a driven snow. And since that joyful moment of glorious peace to me, my soul has ceased its pining, my heart has been light and free. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as a driven snow.
This broadcast is made possible by those who have a love for the truth and is supported by free will contributions. If you'd like a printed copy free of charge, or if we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.